Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Is this Jesse?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Good to speak with you. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, I did want to follow up with you. We were playing kind of a pretty serious game of phone tag last week.
Oh, man, that was intense.
That was crazy. Yeah, anyway, I know you did call in after we spoke originally. I wanted to answer any questions that you might have.
Yeah, so I kind of had a question because I also got a few phone calls from like some of your competitors. One of them was, what was it called? AdHub or something like that?
Oh, like PageHub?
PageHub, yeah, PageHub.
Okay.
So my question was just like, what are the real differences between the between you guys and like PageHub?
Right. Well, one main difference is we've been doing this for almost 20 years. In fact, the founder of PageHub was a former employee of ours. The other difference is that we are a Google Premier partner. We do get our training and our updates directly from Google. So when Google makes a change to their algorithm, and they do that fairly regularly, usually just small changes, they want us to add an additional directory or maybe take down a different directory. Whenever they make those changes, they let us know ahead of time. So we always have the right content for you to stay ahead of your competitors. And that's really what's important. It's not the business that's been around the longest or the guy that does the best job in town or the biggest company that gets listed on that first page of Google. It's the companies that have the right content, the most relevant content relating to that person's particular search. So having that working relationship with Google, knowing exactly the content that they're indexing, that's what's going to keep you ahead of your competitors. Whereas PageHub has experience and they can kind of guess what Google wants to see. And I'm not sure that they typically would offer like Facebook ads or anything like that. That is something that we are including because, you know, obviously you travel a good 45 minutes, even up to an hour away. You know, we want you to get the maximum number of phone calls and be able to field phone calls from people that are in your service area. As long as they're within an area that you're willing to travel, we want to target those places. We would also be able to make sure, like, if there are places you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So you're really maximizing your time. You know, you're fielding phone calls directly to you from someone who is in your service area and is you know, looking for your services. So a little bit more targeted, a little bit more directed specifically to your needs, and, of course, to make sure that everything's Google compliant for the best return on investment.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. So, and then if I did, like, if I didn't see, you know, the outcome that I wanted to, I could cancel, because it's a month-to-month basis, right?
That is correct. It is 100% at will, month-to-month, and no contract. So, of course, that means you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it. You know, if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. We do not charge you when it is paused. We don't charge you after the fact. So it is completely month to month. But as long as you're happy, as long as you're using the service, it would bill once a month for that exact amount, that reduced rate, that $2.99. It is to the penny, so there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or per click, call, or job or anything like that. So simple, straightforward pricing, and that reduced rate would stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us.
Okay, excellent. All right, so yeah, let's go ahead and give it a try. I'll try it out for a couple months, and if it works out well for me, wonderful. And if not, then, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, it is our job to get your phone ringing and earn your business even 1 month at a time. Now, as far as the phone number that you want us to promote for your business, this is the number that you want your customers to call, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, the 845-741 number, yeah.
Perfect. And, of course, it's also a good number for us to reach you as well regarding your account.
Yeah.
And we are promoting your existing website. Is it Relion or Relion?
Relion.
Relion. That's what I thought. So relionsolution.com, that's the website that we'll be promoting. Oh, I did want to ask you, I'm not sure if I did ask you before, your business is service-based, meaning that you really only go out to the customer, right? Nobody comes to you. There's not an address or physical location you want your customers to know about? No brick and mortar showroom.
Exactly. Nope.
Okay. I did see, I think it was on the Angie profile, 410 Homestead Avenue. Is that your residence?
It's like the residence's business address where like I receive all my information or paperwork that I need to take care of.
Gotcha. So you do receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. And
no.
You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list any physical street address because they don't want anyone driving out there and trying to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you are out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state and, of course, not a physical street address, not even a zip code. And of course, we can target anywhere that you want to go for that 45 minutes or up to an hour away. Like I said, we don't draw a big circle around you. We can target specific cities, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, I do have the email address, relyonsolutionsllc @gmail.com. And you did want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business name, right?
I haven't typically put it on the branding. I just kind of left Rely on Solutions. But on everything else, all our billing and everything, you know, it says LLC.
Gotcha. So I did notice on the website, it's not there. It is there in the email. I mean, it really is a personal preference, and there's no real right or wrong answer, but the important thing is that it is consistent. So we want it to be the same pretty much everywhere. You want to leave the LLC off?
Yeah, let's leave it off for now.
That's my recommendation. If anyone ever asks me, I say leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. So we'll just have Rely on Solutions without the LLC on there. And then we have your name is Jesse. Is that correct, your first name?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, my legal name is Jesus.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that you should change it to that, but you put on there, anybody can call me Jesse. Jesse's kind of stuck with me.
We did never get your last name, though.
Valdenegro.
Could you spell that?
Sure. It's B as in boy, A-L-D-E-N-E-G-R-O.
Okay, just one more time. There's just a little bit of background noise, and I just want to make sure I've got it correct.
Yeah, no problem. B as in boy, A-L-D-E-N-E. G-R-O.
You said G-R-O, right? G like
yes,
George?
Sir.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, sometimes G's and B's sound a little bit similar, but that is how I have that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, Jesse, I would do a couple of things. One is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. We'll have one of our technicians kind of go in depth with you about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that is required of us, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've reduced the cost of the service, that we're even waiving your setup fee, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is actually pretty straightforward. Mr. Valdenegro, before I do get to that voice verification and schedule your client interview, how did you want to take care of that initial payment, the MasterCard,
yeah.
Visa, Amex, Discover?
Yeah, Visa card.
A Visa. And is it your name first and last on that card? Is Jesus on that card or a middle initial?
It's just Jesse Valdenegro.
Okay, and no middle initial. You said it was a MasterCard, right?
A Visa.
Okay, let me change that to Visa. Visa should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay, 4147.
Mm-hmm.
4002.
Okay.
8491.
Yes, sir.
0997.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
0725.
07 of 2025. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
952.
952. So I have 952, 952 on the back, and I've got July or 07 of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Jesse,
yes,
was the card itself 41 47 40 02 84 91 09 97?
Yes.
And is that bill at the 410 Homestead Avenue, 12543?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
So about a minute or so after I read the voice verification, our automated system will send you a confirmation email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Could you email it to me?
Yeah, absolutely. You'll receive that by email. Like I said, our automated system will send that out to you right after I get through the voice verification. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That is 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that same business day or within the next business day if they receive that email either very late in the day or after hours. Like I said, you'll get all of that by way of email in about a minute here. So I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have a question. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jesse, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Rely on solutions.
Okay, perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Baldinegro, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jesus Baldinegro, and my title is the owner.
Okay. And then as the owner, CEO of Reliance Solutions, Mr. Baldinegro, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. Then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Jesse, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. It is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all the content that we will be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that, like I said, we make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Baldinegro, we ask that you then at least let us know so we can make sure that all of the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, makes perfect sense. Yep.
Perfect, yeah. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It does stand for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since no customers do come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and of course, we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and in fact, with it being a month-to-month service, with your website being promoted on that first page, and, of course, the the setup fee being removed here. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually be waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 2nd of December, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. And again, that $299, Jesse, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost as well. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 2nd of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned before, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Again, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can also pause the service, whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can handle, or if you want to, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Jesse, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Baldenegro, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. Like I said, in a minute or so, our automated system will send out that confirmation email. It does have the client support phone number and the hours of operation and, of course, the client support email address. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That is everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for this call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. It gets you towards the very beginning of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. Now, I might still be able to get you in at 11 o'clock. It may be short notice, but I might be able to do that for you. There's also 12 o'clock, 1, 2, this afternoon. It looks like there is a 4, 5, or a 6 o'clock. Did you want something as soon as possible, a little later, or even towards the very end of the day?
The sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Okay. Yep. So we'll schedule it that at 11 o'clock then. There is not enough time then for our automated system to send you a reminder email that the call is scheduled an hour later, but I will send you a calendar.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to your email inbox. That calendar invite is just for your record. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It is going to say local splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. I'll probably still be putting the notes in here when our technician's ready to call you, so I will be in between phone calls, and I will, in fact, be on that call as well, if I'm able to, just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello to you, answer any quick questions that you might have, and then hand it over to your client interview technician. I did, though, want to do just one other thing here. A simple question and answer, a little bit of extra security here on your account. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Relion Solutions, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is even more important. And especially a week or two from now, if you start getting phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they say they're local splash, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information within a second or two, just politely let them go. You know, it wouldn't be us. And if anyone ever calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, you don't even need to bother asking them for your security question. That wouldn't be us at all. In fact, the voice verification was just recorded. recorded and attached to your account as an added form of protection for you. It clearly states it bills once a month on the second of the month for exactly $2.99 and never a penny more. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's do first pet's name.
First pet. And then what is the answer?
Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there, like Jerry Lee Lewis. And then
kind of like you seen K-9, the old evolution movie?
Yes, yes. Oh, my goodness.
The German Shepherd, Jerry Lee. Yeah. So the German Shepherd, and we named him Jerry Lee.
No kidding. Wow, that was a long time ago, but I definitely do remember that movie. Did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Let me take a look. Give me 1 second. Not the email yet, but let me check the message.
Our system is lagging a little bit this morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a Monday. It's a Monday morning. So I haven't gotten the text message or the email yet, but I'm sure it'll come through shortly.
Okay. Just when you see it, and in fact, our client interview technician can walk you through that if you have any questions. It's going to be pretty simple and straightforward. It's going to ask you to click a couple of boxes, one that you agreed to receive SMS or text messages, the other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card on file. We would want you to click on that box as well. And then it's going to want you to type in or copy and paste your name. We do have it as Jesse Baldenegro. It is case sensitive, so the J and B are capitalized, but only those letters. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy an extra space before it or after it. And then you're going to want to hit the orangish colored box that says confirm signature. If you're trying to do it on your phone, you may have to turn your phone sideways for it to pop up high enough for you to click on that. But that does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it is that fixed rate, that we waived your setup fee. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll be prompted after that to log into your account, but you don't have to do that. Your login credentials are going to be contained in the welcome email as well. I could tell you right now your username is your phone number, the phone number we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just the numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, that makes your username 845-741-2378. You cannot change your username. It's in our system the same way. It is designed for it to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You can change your default password. Let me pull that up right now, and you'll get that also in the welcome email, like I said. System is trying really hard to pull that up. It's just spinning around. And then let me just get a little bit of information from you, help my technician out. Are you like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found online?
Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And I would say from 7 to 6.
Okay, 7 to 6, Monday through Friday. Gotcha. And then your default password is best mobile, B-E-S-T-M-O-B-I-L-E, all lowercase, no space. You'll see that in the welcome email. That you can change. You can change that at any time. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. I do want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time. It is right at the top of the hour, just about. It'll be maybe 5-10 more minutes before our technician gives you a call, okay?
Perfect, no problem. I did have one quick question.
Sure.
I did sign up with Google Guaranteed and got the Google Guaranteed badge and all that.
Nice.
So I have that badge. Does that help with this at all, or is that just something completely different?
Well, it does help, but it is very different, yeah. Of course, with that, it's a pay-per-lead through Google. It is a service that we offer as well. So if it's something that you ever wanted us to take over and manage professionally for you, we can do that for you. And I'll definitely put that in the notes, let our technician know that you are doing Google Guaranteed, that you already do have that badge.
Yeah. please, if that would be possible, if you guys
sure.
could kind of manage that, because I have to hop in there and all that. So if there's, yeah, if I could add that in there, would be amazing. Because I was trying to get in there to make some adjustments, and I'm like, you know what? I just got frustrated with that, and then you called, so perfect timing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll put that in the notes and give our technician a heads up. They can discuss that with you.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, and that was my only question.
Okay. All right. Our technician should call you in just a few minutes here, and hopefully I am on that phone call as well, just to say a quick hello to you.
Cool. Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate your time.
No problem, Jesse. I appreciate yours as well, and we'll be talking in just a couple minutes here.
Okay. All right. Bye now.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.